Tov, Tzadik Tes, Siv Gimel. Behema Shenishchuta V'Yom Tov. Mutar Lagvi Oira V'Litna, Mokim Drisis HaRaglayim, Afalpi, Shein Alov Boso Klal. We had to take the hide off an animal that you shepherd on Yom Tov and put it in a place that people are going to trample on it, even though it does not have any meat on it. If it has meat on it, it's possible you can be metatla because of the meat. But even if it doesn't have it, they permitted you because otherwise you would not shecht it. So therefore, if people trample on it, it prevent the hide from rotting. You also add a salt, some meat on top of it, not like a salt for cooking, because that's a lot of salt, but a little salt you let put on it, which also helps preserve the hide. Without a salt on top of a hide, a little salt here, a little salt there, until it gets full of salt. This whole heter was, if you shecht it on Yom Tov, because they want you to shecht on Yom Tov, and if they don't permit this, you won't shecht on Yom Tov. If you shecht it from before Yom Tov, they do not permit this haroma. Feathers of a bird also, who was shecht on Yom Tov, you're also allowed to put them aside, so they shouldn't lose them out. Same idea, because if we're not going to let you put away the feathers, even though the muksa, you're not going to shecht in the first place.